This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for TR Publications and the Cloud Communications Alliance. And I have with me today Ari Raban, who's the CEO of Phone.com. Ari, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug. Good afternoon. It's good to be here.
Well, we're going to be hearing from you very shortly at the CloudComms conference about what's going on in our market. But first, why don't we dive into our topic today by starting out with what is Phone.com?
Well, Phone.com is a cloud communications service provider, I guess for a communication platform that focuses primarily on the needs of small business. We like to define small business as really small business, under 20 employees. I know that there are different definitions out there. Most of our customers find us online and sign up online or by calling our call center, and we have guys that will assist them with the sign up.
You know, I think I first encountered Phone.com a number of years ago at an IT Expo meeting, really kind of at the dawn of cloud communications. I think at the time we were still calling it managed services, and the company had just begun. What has changed since those early days?
Yeah, I think time definitely flies. We still like to think that we're a startup, maybe a 10-year-old startup, right?
10-year-old startup.
Still new. Yeah, exactly. It's the mindset. When we started, we wanted to offer a solution that really is there for the small businesses that still couldn't afford the new at the time hosted PBX managed services. You call it however you want to. That was still too complex, too complicated, and too expensive for a plumber or a sole practitioner, whether it's a lawyer or a doctor, so it doesn't matter what type of business you had, who traditionally used their cell phone or a two line from the phone company. So we came up with a unified communication product where you could build your own IVR and port your number or get new numbers, record some greetings, and forward it to any phone you wanted. Over the years, more and more innovations and developments on our side and improvements with technology and other services existing in the market overall, we kept adding. Still the goal and the focus is the ability to bring something to these small businesses that is not really out there by a large variety of companies. And we strongly believe that the small business is somewhat, or maybe not somewhat, is undervalued and certainly underserved. A lot of providers go upstream. It's more lucrative. You work with larger businesses, work with channels that sell telecom solutions to bigger companies, etc. And yet there is a huge, huge market that consists of companies with other under 20, under 10 employees we keep looking at just more features and services that fits their needs.
You know, that's a good question. Why did you decide, unlike many colleague companies, to remain focused on the small business market?
Well, A, because I think we really believe in it. Second is that we saw success in it. Maybe I can't hide the fact that the company name happens to be phone.com, and it's a little bit cheaper to find us on the web, where also smaller businesses tend to go first when they don't have professional service providers helping them. So can't hide that. We get the demand. They come to us. So we get a lot of referrals from it's easy to remember our name. So that's probably how it started. The belief that, you know, the market is out there. As I said, I think, it's easy and it's tempting to go upstream. We're a company that didn't raise millions and millions of dollars. We're able to grow organically, internally, and kind of put the capital that that we have from happy to say also, you know, profits and use it and continue to grow that way. You never know what will happen later on. I'm not against that. We do have some bigger customers, even over 100 employees, and certainly some interesting deployments that are not necessarily office phone service, more communication-related solutions that we have with integrations that are exciting and we're very proud of. But again, the core focus is serving the small business.
You know, Ari, you kind of bring up a good point that the trajectory for a lot of our companies in our market has often been growth based on borrowing versus growth based on sales.
Well, I think that's when you raise a lot of money and you hit it out of the park, you can't argue with that, right? We're none of us are nonprofits. We all want to do well. We all want to make money. We all want to grow, return for our investors and all. But you know, there's no doubt that it's not about how much money you raise. It's about what you're able to do with it. And exactly. So do it the old-fashioned way and grow, and good things will happen. Yeah.
So as we take a look at the close of this decade, we're coming up on a brand new one. What do you see as the number one challenge out there facing cloud unified communications?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint the number one. I mean, I always get the question, so what about Google? What about Apple? What about Amazon? Or what about the Verizon and AT&T or what have you? You always have to look at anyone. I actually think that there's always room for these big guys, and there's always room for newer, smaller guys. I'm not the first one to say that that's why we have innovation, and that's why we do have new companies that that always pop up, and you never know where it's going to come from. So always look at these big players, but there's always new new types of services and players that will come in. So we're the communications market is huge, and there's room for many many players. I think that's going to continue. I do still believe that regulation makes it harder, especially for smaller players to operate. I think it's unnecessary to be as complicated as it is. And especially if you want to do it all right, there is a lot of regulation in place. So that's certainly something that's out there. There is a lot of relying on different vendors. We are in the industry. There's no secret sauce here. We all know the different wholesalers and other vendors and partners and different companies that we have to work with in order to offer the service. You just have to continue and be diligently. Honestly, to me, so just keep a solid dial tone and be able to bill for it, and come up with good solutions for your customers. Listen to them; good things will happen.
Now, I don't want to have you give away any corporate secrets, but is that actually your secret sauce?
You know, I don't believe in a real secret sauce. I think I believe in execution. We're not perfect, but we try and learn from mistakes and try and listen to the market and innovate. I think sometimes we do have a bigger appetite than what we can chew. So you got to focus. Try and say no when you want to say wow, I want to do this. The industry, and not only us, is filled with companies that came up with great ideas and couldn't execute it, or that others passed them over time. I was fortunate to be with the first ever voice over IP company that introduced a product into the market. That's VocalTech. Whoever remembers this, the CEO of that company said pioneers get shot with their arrows at the back, and to some extent, VocalTech was a great success, and to some, it was a great failure because it couldn't grow to become a Google or a Facebook. If you continue to learn and serve the customer and try and be a step ahead. Anticipate the innovation in the market and what's needed, then you'll be able to continue and grow.
And yet here you are. You guys have continued to grow. And let's talk a little bit about some of those new products and innovations.
We have been working on a communications hub, if you will, where our customers, again, primarily the small business, create their own persona using their own mobile phone or their desktop or laptop computer, with or without the need of a physical phone on their desk. We have the option for traditional businesses, we call it traditional or more, I don't even know if we can call it old school. It's not fair to say old school, but, still people buying IP phones dialing and using a regular phone. But we do have many, and we believe that trend will just continue and grow. You have a desk that's free of a physical phone. You'll just use your laptop or desktop as a phone, and certainly your tablet and of course your smartphone, because you take it everywhere, and you just create a separate persona. And then you can do everything you want from an office, sophisticated office phone service, from your mobile screen. So it's make and receive calls, text and multimedia messaging, audio and video conferencing, and then integrations into your favorite apps or different corporate CRM or unique solutions that are relevant to your business as well. Things are being added, of course, over time. Not everything is there from day one. So we keep adding services. One service that we added recently and got a lot of great attention and success is a live receptionist. In theory, it's a more old-fashioned service. You have I guess you can call it a secretary or an assistant taking calls and directing it for you. But it's very popular and a lot needed because of the type of business they have. And it's not just older generations. We have companies that are very young that want everything automated, but they wanted live receptionist. And for us, it's the way we offer it is in a simple, straightforward way where customers can just sign up online or add it after they have been customers with us and just fill up a few screens. And once they click submit, the next call they get can be already answered by a receptionist who's located somewhere and already knows on their online screen how to answer the call, what to say, and how to guide. It gets more sophisticated, and you can work with us, and we'll help set up the guidance as well. But in essence, it's a completely automated process. We do have such capabilities also, and this is early stage, but we have it also with artificial intelligence. So it's completely automated, and the receptionist or the meeting scheduler is a bot, and we've been doing that. That service that we've been doing with certain partners, not still not retail for us, but that's certainly going to be happening soon. There are a lot of integrations that are out there now, and we're certainly not the only one talking about it, but we're really trying to help make it happen and easier with, again, these very small businesses. CRM integration is a great example, yes, there are the larger players like Salesforce and Zoho and the like, but also more smaller, homegrown, if you will, CRMs where customers of ours can interact with their clients and customers. We have other different services that not everybody offers, certainly not the way we do. We have a very large inventory of and access to custom numbers, both toll-free that many of us know, but also local numbers. And it's surprising how much of an interest small businesses especially have and an emotional tie to a phone number, and especially if it spells out their business name or something relates to their business. I mean, we all spend so much money on marketing, and we don't really care about the number we get. So you know, when you have something that a value, all of a sudden you realize its value. And so, you know, we're seeing success in that. These are small examples, but, you know, can be really interesting to see the interest and the passion of people finding a phone number, something so simple, et cetera.
Well, maybe that's actually one of your product differentiators, because I was just thinking while you were talking about that in the age of robocalling, if I'm a small business and I rely on local business, I probably want a phone number that makes it appear that I've been there for a while and I'm an established local company as opposed to sort of an artificial company.
I think no doubt. You know, we certainly see it. You know, any business that is, you know, marketing oriented, if the business owner or principals are marketing oriented, savviness, etc., they see the value. Sometimes we try and like to do, you know, a stronger job there, right? When we tell our customers, guys, get this better number. It costs a little more to get it, but it's going to serve you well, you know, moving forward. Don't take it for granted. You don't care what the number is. It's not only that, right? It's about the service in general. Right. I certainly heard a lot of people, I don't need anything. I can just use my cell phone. You know, but then you realize that there is no separation between private life and business. You can do a lot more when you use our smart call routing. You know, what happens when you're not available? You can route the call, even if it's a sole proprietor, send it to your husband or wife, or to a friend or a brother or whatever, right? Because you don't want to miss a call for business. I had people say that my mailbox was always full. And, you know, with us, you know, it follows me. I can read the voicemail. It's never full. Again, we're not the only one, obviously, that has such features. But as a focus like this and a complete solution, you know, it's certainly something we're proud of, and you know, see the interest.
You know, as we look forward to next week's CloudComms conference, and I know you'll be co-hosting an event there, a session hosted also by other CEOs. It seems like Phone.com's and your personal differentiator over time, you know, really ever since you began the company, is what you're just talking about just now, this sort of personal care and attention to the needs of small business, even to the point of advising them on very simple but necessary things.
Yes, I think there's no doubt. It's a mantra. It's a mantra internally. We get a lot of great unsolicited feedback from customers. Hey, we wanted to just tell you, I spoke with customer agent so-and-so. They were terrific. I spoke with others in the past. They took the time, et cetera, et cetera. It's not trivial because the customer may have only spent $25 a month with us. Mm-hmm. And it's a month-to-month service, right? So that's what makes it special. All our agents are homegrown, full-time employees, that the majority of them sit in San Diego. And we will continue with that. We try to be extremely, proactive, if you reach us online, publicly online, social media, or private, of course, chat or email. Even I get, involved. If I see something that's not answered, I will ask, you know, but that's the mantra, and every new employee knows it.
So, you know, Ari, I understand from what you were saying earlier below that the phone.com practice does consist of direct retail to the small business, but I understand you do have an important channel.
Yes, that's correct. Indeed, the majority of our sales are direct through either pure e-commerce. They find us on the web and sign up, or they find us on the web and then call us, and our customer service team will guide you and help you sign up. But we also have, I'm proud of, a very attractive partner program. It's not the traditional, cloud PBX or PBX office phone service partnerships with master agents, etc. But we have a lot of value-added resellers, IT professionals, and different managed service providers that we work with. And we have a very professional team that will help guide. We do customization with them, so then they can offer a value-added service to their customer base. We have examples you can see on our website, and certainly you can talk to our guys and they can share a lot of how we do it. And again, even here, the personal touch is a big aspect of what we do, and we have some great examples of some innovative solutions that we've done.
Now, one way or the other, do I just go to phone.com?
Everything is from phone.com. Yeah, www.phone.com.
Well, apart from that, absolutely. And apart from maybe also, because it's good to know that you guys actually answer the phone. That's what I heard. We'll look
forward
to seeing
how about
you next
that?
Week. Yeah, how about that? That's rare. thanks very much, Ari, for spending time with me, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week and hearing from you at CloudComms.
A pleasure, and look forward to next week. Should be a fun event. Yep.